You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Tuesday, June 24th, 2025. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody, here at the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison, Wisconsin on State Street. A little cloudy right now, Zommers. Some rain coming in over the evening hours. And in some places had some localized flooding across the state of Wisconsin. Here in Madison on the east side, a lot of people know Woodmans very well across the state. And really, my heart goes out to those folks, the Woodmans folks and the customers. So far, I don't believe anybody was seriously injured, but there appears to be a backup in some of the drainage systems on the Woodmans East, on the east side in Sun Prairie. And a large portion of the roof and the ceiling in Woodmans East Madison collapsed. And it was just like literally like a waterfall coming into the store. And fire department was called. They evacuated. Again, as far as I know, no injuries or at least anything severe, thank goodness. But it's going to take a while to clean up. Woodmans East, I believe, remains closed here in the greater Madison area. So that was going on. I know there was some flash flooding. Again, you know, goofballs think they can drive through these flooded streets. Please just remember the old adage, turn around, don't drown, don't try to cross a street that's underwater. The good news is most of the ag community was watching a little bit of Pam Yonke, Midwest Farm Report. We'll get an update from her at the bottom of the hour. A lot of our Midwest or Wisconsin farmers, rather, mostly happy about the amount of rain is starting to even out the drought and the dry conditions. So, but it looks like more rain in today and tomorrow, and then maybe towards the weekend, it starts to get nice. And next week, highs like 80 and sun. How about that?
I understand that's pleasant for most people.
Zommers won't be happy until there's snow back in the air.
Well, not necessarily. It's just I don't like the number to start with an A.
Right. All right. Very good. So anyway, that's the forecast. In short, Brittany Merlot will continue to update us at the tops of the hour throughout the day. So keep it tuned here. Coming up a little bit later on in the show, going to talk about Governor Tony Evers making an announcement late yesterday afternoon that he is ready to veto the entire state budget, assuming that the Republican legislature passes one, if it does not include child care. Now, we heard from State Senator Kelda Royce on this program yesterday, talked a little bit about it, by the way. Many thanks to Jane Matinere and Greg Bach, kind enough to have me on their great show this morning. You can hear them every morning from 9 until 11. I know they've talked about it, but this issue of child care is essential. And it turns out it's very popular with voters as well. Because if the state does nothing, whether that means having a budget that would get passed and signed with little to no additional funding, or if they just hold serve and there is no budget to hold it at current levels, what that means for child care providers and people with kids in this state would be catastrophic. Because as we've learned, the Wisconsin child care system is being propped up, I'll use the term, by the fact that there were federal dollars during the pandemic, COVID, that were coming into the state. Tony Evers decided to use those to supplement money to child care providers to keep it affordable and keep it going. Those monies are now done, not being replaced by the Trump administration or the Republican-controlled Congress. So that puts the ball in Wisconsin's court. And if they don't use part of the $4 billion with a B surplus of state money, if they don't use part of that $4 billion to supplement child care, it'll be catastrophic. So Tony Evers last night said, look, guys and gals of the Republican legislature, If you don't include childcare in the state budget at a reasonable level, I'm not signing it. So we'll discuss that a little bit later on in the show. RFK Jr., Secretary of Health and Human Services, testifying before Congress today, doesn't know what's on his own agency website. We'll have the cut for you in Mr. Kennedy's own words there. And also, what's worse today, Zobbers? An ice cream or custard standoff. How about that?
I mean, neither is bad, but...
And it's not even ice cream. It's not even ice cream. It's soft serve versus custard.
Right.
So we'll discuss that in hour two and much more along the way. But first of all, it's 11 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. I wanted to start off here. We talked about this yesterday. Had the guest here on the show from the University of San Francisco. Many thanks to Shally Pittman, by the way, our great news director, for hooking us up with Stephen Zunez, professor of politics and Middle Eastern studies at the University of San Francisco, helping us to walk through what's going on in the Middle East. And Professor Zunez said yesterday on this program, when I asked him the question, well, you know, is there a chance that maybe what President Trump here is doing could actually lead to a peaceful resolution and help make the U.S. safer by disarming Iran and bring some peace? And a person that has a doctorate in Middle Eastern studies said no. It turns out that no, bombing people is not going to bring them to the table quicker, really. That's kind of my short synopsis of what he said in much better terms. Well, last night, President Donald Trump took to his social media platform and declared the thing over. Said we should call it a 12-day war. This will go down in history. I have brought peace to the region. There is a ceasefire agreement in effect. He said last night that Israel and Iran had agreed to a, quote, complete and total ceasefire, unquote. A move, he said, would end the 12-day conflict between the two countries. The ceasefire would take hold in stages, the president said. A White House official told CBS News that Iran would halt strikes against Israel from midnight Eastern time last night, and Israel was to stop striking Iran 12 hours after that, noon Eastern today. Another 12 hours after that, or midnight Eastern time tonight, or early Wednesday morning, whatever you want to say, the war would be considered over. Well, this morning, Israel accused Iran of launching several missiles at Israeli territory. At least one made an impact in the southern city of Beersheba, killing four people. It was unclear at the time whether the missiles were fired before or after the ceasefire was due to take effect, but Israel's defense chief accused Iran of breaching the agreement and ordered a response. Israel later said it had launched a final round of strikes and Iran before the ceasefire began. Well, President Trump said this morning that the ceasefire was still, quote, in effect, unquote, and appeared to be holding. But earlier this morning, Trump voiced frustration with both countries, accusing them of violating the agreement he had announced just hours earlier. Israel accused Iran of breaching the agreement minutes before it was intended to take effect, and said it would be responding forcefully, quote unquote. Well, Trump did not like this. He thought this was easy peasy. Look, you just throw a few bombs out there. You tell him it's over. I'll take credit for it. It's like The Apprentice. Of course, I joke. This is what, and God loves Zommers for cleaning it up to keep us on the air, because this is an actual quote from our actual president. We're going to play the entire clip because people say, well, Todd, you know, you chopped this up to make it sound like you said things that... No, we're going to play the whole thing as he went to Marine One this morning on his way leaving the White House. The reporter gaggle, as they call it, stopped him to interview the president on what's going on in the Middle East. Here we go.
Israel says that Iran violated the peace agreement and the ceasefire agreement. Do you believe that Iran is still committed to...
Yeah, I do. They violated it, but Israel violated it too.
Are you questioning if Israel is committed?
Israel, as soon as we made the deal, they came out and they dropped a load of bombs, the likes of which I've never seen before. The biggest load that we've seen. I'm not happy with Israel. You know, when I say, okay, now you have 12 hours, you don't go out in the first hour and just drop everything you have on them. So I'm not happy with them. I'm not happy with Iran either. But I'm really unhappy if Israel's going out this morning because of one rocket that didn't land, that was shot, perhaps by mistake, that didn't land. I'm not happy about that. You know what? We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the fuck they're doing. Do you understand that?
That was the President of the United States. His reaction to not being able to solve the Middle Eastern problem that has gone on for decades, if not centuries, was you have two sides that have been fighting so hard and so long, you know what? They don't know what the F they're doing. Now, the reason I'm chuckling about this is because I watched this earlier on network television, CBS, ABC, CNN, all played that clip. The CBS reporter introduced the clip that we just played by saying, quote, "This morning, the president used strong language when describing the Middle Eastern situation," and then played it. And this is what just grates on me. Grates on me. Like nails on a chalkboard. And these are the little things, in my opinion, that are changing the way that we digest the news. Because I'm telling you, if Barack Obama had used that kind of language on the lawn of the White House, there'd be all kinds of folks on the right, and especially from conservative media, that would have said Barack Obama's a thug. He's using gang language in the White House. But no. Legacy media like CBS is introducing that clip by calling that language strong. Strong. In other words, to make it sound like he's a leader. Like he's a strong president. Strong language, in my opinion, is when George H.W. Bush put together an international coalition to stop Saddam Hussein in his invasion of Kuwait and said, look, we have worked with our international partners, allies around the world, and if Saddam Hussein does not leave Kuwait, we will take decisive action. That's strong language, in my opinion, from a president of the United States. Just dropping an F-bomb because it turns out that Donald Trump doesn't understand the Middle East, and he has chosen to, in his second term, appoint people around him who are, yes, men and women who also don't fully understand the Middle East. Guess who does? Stephen Zunes, professor of politics and Middle Eastern studies at the University of San Francisco, who was on this program yesterday, who said, no, this ain't going to work. Because to solve difficult problems, you have to have people that, guess what, have gone to a university like the University of Wisconsin and understood, studied, learned from people around the world so that you can actually get diplomacy. People like James Earl Carter, president of the United States Democrat, who actually fostered a real peace agreement between Israel and Egypt. We'll come back on the other side. Take your phone calls, 855-752-4842. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show. It's Tuesday, and you're listening to the Civic Media. Radio.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. I love that song. That is what the MAGA folks are playing in D.C. today. They voted for a guy who said, we're not going to war. Tulsi Gabbard said, vote for Donald Trump. He is a peacemaker. The MAGA said, we don't need any more wars. We want to vote for an isolationist. And now Donald Trump has got us into a situation where we're darn near at war. He thought he solved it in a few hours. But so far, not looking like it. The MAGAs, they can't be with the one they love. They can't be with a person who doesn't start a war, so they got to love the one they're with. You know who I think of every time I hear that song?
Crosby, Stills, and or Nash?
Them two. No, I think of my great friend, former producer, and I guess maybe the producer of Late Night with Todd Allball at UW-Platteville, Clark H.V. Gilson. The H.V. stands for Harvey Villachez. Not really. You know who Harvey Villachez was?
No.
He played Tattoo on Fantasy Island.
That does not help me.
Gilson! Anyway, back to the matters at hand. Donald Trump, if you're a Republican, you got to love the one you're with, baby. Donald Trump tried to broker, thought he could get peace through bombs, I guess. I don't know. And it turns out now he's very upset, dropping F-bombs this morning in the White House lawn because the peace ain't holding real well. And now here, late breaking word, this is courtesy and exclusive of CNN. Just came across the wire, says the U.S. military strikes on three of Iran's nuclear facilities last weekend did not destroy the core components of the country's nuclear program and likely only set it back by months, according to an early U.S. intelligence assessment that was described by four people briefed on it. The assessment, which has not been previously reported, was produced by the Defense Intelligence Agency, the Pentagon's intelligence arm. It is based on a battle damage assessment conducted by the U.S. Central Command in the aftermath of the U.S. strikes, one of the sources said. The analysis of the damage to the sites and the impact of the strikes on Iran's nuclear ambitions is ongoing and could change as more intelligence becomes available. But the early findings are at odds with President Donald Trump's repeated claims that the strike, quote, completely and totally obliterated, unquote, Iran's nuclear enrichment facility. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth also said on Sunday that Iran's nuclear ambitions had, quote, been obliterated, unquote. Now, according to U.S. intelligence and military, not so much. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Charles, listening on WAUK in beautiful Milwaukee, joins us. Charles, thanks for listening. Let's see.
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. Todd, you hit it right on the head. He's clueless. He has no idea anything about foreign affairs. He's put in people around him that know nothing. The counterterrorism guy, 22 years old. He knows nothing. I don't even think he was born when 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
So he's clueless. And you know why he's super irate, Todd? I want to say it was Lindsey Graham. Don't quote me on that. But one of these ignorant people said, you know, if Donald Trump bombs Iran, solves peace, he will win a Nobel Peace Prize. And a lot of this is to do with some thinking that he's going to win a Nobel Peace Prize. You can't even keep peace here in your own country.
I mean, Charles, you probably know better than I don't know in my understanding of history. I don't know anybody who won a peace prize by dropping a bomb. That doesn't come to mind real quick for me.
Todd, I swear it was Lindsey Graham or a Republican person that I heard a few days ago say if he drops a bomb on Iran, he will win the new
You're right. I mean, he went to his Truth Social platform and he was bemoaning that. I mean, ad nauseum, carrying on and on. I'll never get a peace prize for this. I'll never get a peace. I mean, the guy, he's upset. I mean, but, you know, he's a guy, we know this about him, right? He's a guy that invites his friends at Mar-a-Lago, makes up a golf tournament, cheats to win so he can have his own trophy. I mean, he loves trophies. And he just wants another trophy to put up there on the cheap, not even real gold mantle now in the Oval Office.
You know, yeah. And who talks about, their response was weak. This is the president of the free world. And he said, their response was weak, or we obliterated. you know nothing once they drop bombs.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have people in there right away saying, oh, well, this is what was destroyed and this wasn't. It takes days or maybe even weeks to find that information out. But Todd, if he says it, Fox News covers it. They got their marching papers. This is what every reporter says. And yeah. If you keep saying it, it must be true.
Yep.
And his people will believe it.
You are right, Charles. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. Have a great day down there in beautiful Milwaukee by the lake. We'll continue to follow this, see what happens. I mean, again, there is some amount of, I don't want to call it comedy, I guess, but kind of it makes you chuckle a little bit. But the sad thing is real people are dying. Real people are going to die. And in my opinion, what these actions have done by Trump and the people around him have actually made the region less stable. We'll come back, talk about what's happening to RFK Jr. He doesn't know what's on his own agency website. And he got caught with his pants down. Not pleasant at all. Come by my back. It's the Allball Show at Civic Media. Pam Yonke and the Farm Report's next. Welcome back to the Town Allball Show, the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. 35 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Tuesday, June 24th. Zomer's on the board. Spinning the tunes. Glad to have you here. Talk a little national news. Want to flip from Trump and the Middle East to closer to home. Here out at Washington, D.C., Congress. Been a lot of talk. I'm not sure. I don't think we've spent enough time on it, quite frankly. And it's time we do. The national recommendation, at least according to the Secretary of Health and Human Services, RFK Jr. has now said that I believe starting late summer, early fall, that they're not going to recommend the COVID vaccine unless you're like over 65 years old. And certainly not to pregnant moms. And this has caused a lot of consternation. I've heard our own Dr. Kristen Wiley, who has the great program on WISS in Oshkosh and WGBW in Green Bay every Saturday. You can listen to it for free by downloading the Civic Media app, the Dr. Wiley Show, every weekend on Saturdays and Sundays. Dr. Wiley has, and this is Todd terms, not exactly what Dr. Wiley said, but as I interpret what she said, that by not offering or recommending the COVID vaccine to pregnant moms, that puts the babies at risk. That puts the infant mortality rate could go higher. And so here now, Senator Kelly of the great state of Illinois, our neighbor to the south. Senator Kelly had RFK Jr. on the stand, as they say, in a committee hearing, and decided to question the secretary. That's how Tommy Thompson says secretary. Secretary. The Secretary of Health and Human Services, RFK Jr., on COVID. This is how it's done.
What you said was wrong. We're not depriving anybody of choice. If a pregnant woman wants the COVID-19 vaccine, she can get it. We're no longer recommending it because there was no science supporting that recommendation. There's study after study that shows adverse events. One study, 27 adverse events during pregnancy from that campaign.
I'm going to interrupt you because I need to reclaim my
time. Another study shows an increase in miscarriage. There's no safety data for it. So we're not going to recommend it.
Not true.
We don't have safety data.
We have a pediatrician that is on this committee. Not true. I'll go back to, does HHS COVID-19 vaccine webpage reflect the department's viewpoint on COVID-19 vaccines? Please, yes or no?
I didn't understand the question. You're asking if
the HHS's COVID-19 vaccine webpage reflect the department's viewpoint on COVID-19 vaccines.
I imagine it does. I haven't seen the website.
You haven't seen HHS's COVID-19 vaccine?
No, I haven't read the entire
website. Well, it's kind of troubling that you're unaware of what your own department's website states on the safety and efficacy of the vaccination. Let me read it directly to you. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective, and COVID-19 vaccines are available to everyone 6 months and older. Getting vaccinated is the best way to help protect people from COVID-19. Get vaccinated if you haven't. Chairman, I have the paper copy of the website to insert into the record.
There you go. Senator Kelly from Illinois holding Secretary RFK Jr.'s feet to the fire, Department of Health and Human Services, apparently on the website still says, no, actually pregnant moms should get the COVID vaccine.
Yeah, and his point of, well, I don't know the entirety of the website off the back of my hand, sure, but this is one of the most important and most contentious issues that he himself talks about constantly, or at least used to. You'd think he'd know what it says about this specific issue.
You would think. And the fact, the bottom line here is, we're talking about the health and safety of American citizens, for goodness sakes. And it just shows that this guy, again, like many of the people, not all, but many of at least the higher ranking peoples in this version of the Trump administration in Department of Defense, Pete Hegseth, chief amongst them, are simply unqualified for the positions they hold. RFK Jr. is simply unqualified for the position he holds. And you say, well, some people are going to say, well, Todd, you're just picking on MAGA, on Republicans. No, I'm not. Why do I say that? Former four-time elected Republican governor of Wisconsin, Tommy George Thompson, was chosen, nominated by former President George W. Bush to be his Health and Human Services Secretary. Was confirmed by the Senate. I actually went out there with my former boss when Tommy was secretary. Got a tour of DHSS. Tommy's a guy who you might disagree with a lot of things. I certainly have called him out for his current iteration of supporting Trump. But in that iteration, circa 2001, 2002, he was working on not just vaccinations, but on keeping food safety secure, having first alerts for airborne attacks. When he was president of the UW system, he was lauded and copied by other universities around the country during COVID for his addressing the COVID pandemic throughout the University of Wisconsin system. He set up basically, it was a major testing clinic that wasn't just available for students, staff, and faculty of UW-Madison, but anybody in Madison could go there to get tested for free in real time. I went there a couple of different times, like before I went and visited my mom for Thanksgiving, like the night before, I went and got tested on the campus at UW-Madison. That was, that idea was set up by Tommy Thompson. So this idea that you're not a real Republican or something if you're for vaccines, if you're for testing, if you think that COVID is real. This iteration of non-science, anti-science, anti-facts was put in place by Donald Trump and his acolytes. I may disagree with my former party, but if you have legit people in positions, that's one thing. But this guy, RFK Jr., has no business. Or as we say back home, no business. He got no business being Health and Human Services Secretary. And that's dangerous. It's dangerous for the Department of Defense. It's dangerous for Department of Health and Human Services. It's dangerous for all of us. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. By the way, my informal assistant producer, Heather Galloy, on Facebook saying that, by the way, the Trump nomination for the Peace Prize was withdrawn today. Imagine that. Imagine that. Great information. Appreciate that. So go to the phone lines. Mark in the sack. Mark, thanks for calling. Let's see.
I don't know of many of the people that Trump has in his current cabinet that are actually qualified for their position. I mean, that Pete Hegseth, I'm surprised Hegseth hasn't offered his head to Donald Trump over the debacle of the trying to take out the Iranian nuclear facility without actually knowing what the actual results were going
to
be.
And not to interrupt, Mark, but to the point, in case people didn't hear earlier, according to exclusive reporting from CNN a few minutes ago, U.S. intelligence and military command are saying now it appears that the nuclear program of Iran was not taken out and only set back a few months. But go ahead.
And it's just ridiculous. I mean, like for the whole vaccine thing, I mean, vaccines have been around the modern vaccines have been around for a long time, but for God's sakes, I think in the 17th century, the Chinese were working on a vaccine for smallpox. I mean, it is just ridiculous that the position you should be taking on vaccines, let's make sure that they're safe and effective. And the COVID vaccine has been safe and effective. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think Kennedy was worried about mercury in the vaccines back in the day, and that was I thought that was the big bugaboo about them, but apparently it's the vaccines themselves that they're concerned about. Vaccines have saved millions upon millions of lives, and now with, for example, now with us getting out of USAID, I mean, how many people are going to die in points around the globe now because we're not providing vaccines to people that, you know, to prevent preventable diseases?
Yeah.
I mean, it is just beyond me that these guys haven't all offered their resignations to Donald Trump the way they embarrass him themselves, and by extension, embarrassing Donald Trump on a daily basis.
Yeah. Totally agree, Mark. Thank you so much for the call. Really, really appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. If you want to weigh in on... I thought that Senator Kelly from Illinois did a great job. And that's how... And other people have done it as well. That's how you, in my opinion, get the truth across. Not by necessarily yelling, not by name-calling, not by ginning things up, but just holding people to the fire and saying, here are the facts. I have a copy of your website, a screenshot. This is what it says. Why are you contradicting that? Now, even some hardcore MAGA folks are still not going to believe that. But I'm looking at more of people in Wisconsin that are the Evers Johnson voters. Those people in Wisconsin that voted for Tony Evers and Ron Johnson in that election. The people that voted for Kamala Harris and Donald Trump.
That's, or Tammy Baldwin and Donald Trump.
What did I say?
You said Kamala Harris and Donald Trump.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Tammy Baldwin and Donald Trump. Because those voters exist. We've seen that. We have the proof in the elections. And those are the people, those voters who are the swing voters of this state. I think when you do it the way that Senator Kelly of Illinois did it, that cuts through. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Gene in Eau Claire, listening to WCFW, The Tap. Gene, always a pleasure. What say you?
It's a pleasure, too. I just have to compliment you on your outstanding job that you did when this was breaking news, when the bombing occurred.
Well, thank you.
And I just thought you did an outstanding job. I was really impressed. I want to add a comment. I am so glad that I was not watching this particular hearing in response to RFK getting caught with his pants down because I'm glad I didn't have to see the nauseating and indecent exposure of this man's inability to be in that position. But yeah. I just thought I'd give you a comment
well,
on that.
Thank you. And by the way, a shout out to our news director, Shelly Pittman, for helping us book some folks and also to our great engineering team and all the people behind the scenes that help us do that special report over the weekend. I just get the privilege of being behind the microphone, but I could do none of that without the great team here at Civic Media. So really a shout out to each and every one of them as well. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Jim in Brookfield, quickly on WAUK. About a minute left, Jim. It's all yours.
All right, thank you. I just want to say when RFK doesn't even know what's on his website, when Hague Smith gets up and praises the president more than the troops and the individuals who actually planned it and carried out the attack, it's a blatant example of what has happened when loyalists are appointed as opposed to qualified individuals. Not even the most qualified, but the qualified individuals. You gave a great example, Tom, with Tommy Thompson. And I just want to say quickly about this Iran bombing. You know, Trump has to politicize everything. He told select Republicans about it in advance and Fox News in advance, no Democrats. Yeah. I mean, come on, really?
Great call. Really great call, Jim. Thanks so much. Up against the clock. Come on back. Talk Tony Evers and why he says he will, in fact, veto the entire budget. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media. Ready now.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 8 minutes now before the top of the hour at 3 o'clock. Gonna have ABC, CBS, or James Kelly news for you, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to, followed by a check of weather with Brittany Merlot and a great meteorology team. Looks like some more rain in the forecast. Heavy rains for parts of Wisconsin over the next 24 to 48 hours. Things will begin to dry off over the weekend. And then nicer conditions for the start of your 4th of July week. Can you believe that, Zomers? Already next week, 4th of July.
Wow, you're right.
That's crazy, isn't it?
It always goes so fast.
Yeah, always goes very, very fast indeed. And then hour two, we are going to have what's worse for you today, a soft serve versus frozen custard edition. And at the bottom next hour, Alex Mordarsky. Try that again, Todd. Alex Mordarsky. Is that right?
Mordarsky, yes.
Mordarsky. See, here's all right, Alex Mordarsky is going to be here talking about, he's from the Nature Conservancy, going to be here in studio, I understand, talking more of the Nelson Knowles stewardship program being held up on the state budget. I'm stumbling over his words now because people have been calling in, lighting up the phone lines that Todd says nuclear wrong, that I'm a George W. Bush.
Nuclear.
That's what I say, nuclear.
That's not, no. You said nuclear. This is nuclear.
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 No. Clear.
No.
Nuclear.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the word colloquialism? Colloquialism. It means people say things, pronounce things differently depending upon what part of the state or the country that you're in. Now here, our unofficial assistant producer of the show, Heather, says, you are fine. People that get bent out of shape can take a hike if they want to be mean to someone who has overcome a speech impediment that tells you a lot. Just saying. Wow.
That's why, despite the fact that my dad works at a nuclear power plant, and you've said the word, you know, before, I don't usually say anything about it because, yeah, you know, people say words differently.
I just
everyone knows what you mean.
I mean, you could go after George W. Bush for a lot of things, but I think going after him for the way he pronounced nuclear is a pretty small thing. I don't know. That's just me. But if it bothers you, let me know. We'll try to do better. 5 minutes before the hour of, so we're in hour two. So we got Alex going to be here at the Nature Conservancy. This will be fun. He's always great. We enjoy having him here. I spilled a little bit of coffee. Everything's fine. Don't worry. Anyway, let's talk a little news at the state level. From the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Hope Carnap and Jesse Apoyan. Headline, Governor Tony Evers says he won't sign a state budget that doesn't extend child care counts payments. Zomers doing cleanup in aisle two, by the way. Thank you, Zomers. You're fantastic. Pewaukee, Dateline, Pewaukee, Democratic Governor Tony Evers drew a line as Republicans continue infighting over the state budget. He won't sign the two-year spending plan if it doesn't include continued payments to child care providers, a program known as Child Care Counts. Evers hinted that the program was part of negotiations over the state budget. Though Republicans have pitched alternatives, they argue would be more directly helpful with parents with high costs. Work on the state budgets ground to a halt last week, and Evers urged Republicans to, quote, get their act together and come back and let's finish up, unquote. He went on to say, quote, it's necessary for people to understand, Republicans especially, how important this is for the state of Wisconsin. Unquote. Evers said of continuing payments to child care providers, quote, it's going to hurt not only kids, but our economy, unquote. Governor is absolutely right about that, in my opinion. The governor made the comment to reporters yesterday after touring Bright Horizons. in beautiful Pewaukee, home of the Watt brothers, J.J. Watt, T.J. Watt, Derek Watt. Pewaukee doesn't talk enough about the Watt brothers, by the way. I think they could be doing more for their tourism. The home of, they should put big signs, home of the Watt brothers. I would. Anyway, a governor was there at Bright Horizons in Pewaukee after stopping at another child care center in Eau Claire earlier in the day. Now, at times, I can be a little tough on the governor and his team, but this props. This is exactly what I'm talking about. This is exactly, in my opinion, what Governor Evers should be doing. He's going out. He's meeting the people. He's talking with local press. And he's taking a stand. And I think he's calling, to some degree, the Republican bluff. Because they've been saying, well, you know, we might not pass a budget if Governor Evers doesn't do what we want. It seems to be working. Great reporter A.J. Biaport from CBS 58 Milwaukee posted this today. Said, here's a couple of quotes from Assembly GOP leaders in Madison talking about the budget. Quote, if people are ready to work, we'll get things done. If everybody wants to be at the table. Unquote. Speaker Voss, according to Biaport, says he's talked to Governor Evers this morning. The clear message that key Senate Republicans remain the holdup. This is consistent with what we heard from Democratic State Senator Kelda Royce yesterday on this show, that there's infighting right now amongst Republicans in the state capitol, a block away from where I sit, that they're not on the same page. Robin Voss and the Assembly Republicans appear to move forward, have the votes. But Devin Lemieux, the senator, the Senate majority leader, does not have his ducks in a row, as we say in politics. The reason might be, in part, with the new maps that are now in effect, Republicans are going to have a fight to hang on to the Senate. And one of the most vulnerable Republicans is Howard Markline of the 17th Senate District, who just happens to be the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee.
Howie.
He's feeling the heat. Come on back. Hour two is straight ahead. Not going to want to miss it. What's Worse is next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nuclear. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.